Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia says it has taken Soledar in East Ukraine, which Kyiv denies its capture. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russia claims its forces have captured a fiercely contested salt mining town in what would mark a rare victory for the Kremlin after a series of setbacks in its invasion of Ukraine. But Ukrainian authorities say the fight for Soledar continues. There have repeatedly been conflicting reports over who controls the town, the site of a months-long bloody battle in the grinding fight for Ukraine's eastern regions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday said Ukraine was, quote, heading towards victory and said 2023 was a decisive year. Speaking video to lawmakers in the Lithuanian parliament, Zelensky thanked all the countries that had been helping Ukraine but said more needed to be done. Zelensky said, quote, we need pressing decisions of the whole anti-war coalition. New defense decisions which will allow Ukrainian soldiers to repel Russian army from our land. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at the White House on Friday and said the United States remained strongly committed to its alliance with Japan while hailing a, quote, historic increase in Japanese defense spending. Kishida is in Washington on the last stop on a tour of G7 industrial powers and has been seeking to bolster long-standing alliances amid rising concern in Japan about mounting regional security threats from China, North Korea, and Russia. Find more on our website, voanews.com.